So,
hello, this is Asia returning your call back from customer service. May I have your zip code, please?
95991.
All right, and could I possibly have your first and last name?
My what?
Your first and last name.
Okay, my first name is Sharon with two R's. The last name is K-U-G-E-L.
Okay, give me one moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
Okay, I was talking to someone earlier and I got cut off, so I don't know, maybe they've already checked it out.
Okay, may I ask you what product are you calling in about today?
It's the skinny sweet. Anyway, it's the sugar-free candy.
Okay, because you may have been sent to the wrong department. I do want to let you know that we sell NutriThrive Keto Fat Burner and NutriThrive Detox Cleanse and also Slim Max Keto, the fat burner and the detox cleanse. Did you purchase any of those actual products?
Just a minute. I had to take you off a speakerphone because it was very muffled. Now, would you please say what you said again for me? Hello?
We sell NutriThrive Keto Fat Burner and the detox cleanse. And we also sell a Slim Max Keto, the fat burner, and the detox cleanse. Do you recall purchasing those items, or what is the name for your product? Because you may have been sent to the wrong department.
Okay, I'll tell you what the name of the product is right now. It's Skinny Me Belgian Chocolate Zero Sugar.
And that's the name on the product?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we don't sell that product by that name. Do you have an order ID number?
Well, I have what's on my credit card. Let's see. That's the only thing I got is this thing that's on my credit card,
okay.
Which
Did you receive an email from us?
I received nothing from you.
Okay, well, we send emails out to you guys to let you guys know when your shipment has actually been shipped out. And we also thank you for your order as well. So you should have an email. I'm sorry.
I did get the order, but it was what they called a sample order. I sent $4 and something for it. I just wanted to sample the product. But they went ahead and charged me. This looks to me like they've put me on some kind of a revolving credit or something. And I just want to remove that because I didn't like the product and I don't want to keep getting it charged for it every month because I'm not going to use it.
Okay. So do you have an order ID number? And you said we never sent you an email. Did an order ID number come in the package? It should be an order ID number on our slip if we sent you a product.
No, but there's a helix number, 855632.
Oh, no, ma'am. Our order ID numbers have actual letters in them. The last result that I could possibly do is actually get the first 6 digits of your card number and the last 4 digits. After that, you'll just have to contact your bank about those charges because
I contacted them and they're working on it. But they said that I needed to call you guys and let you know not to make any more charges on my account.
Okay, can I have the first 6 digits of your card number and the last 4 digits?
431681.
Okay, 431681. And what's the last 4?
4327. Did you say 4316?
431681.
Yeah.
And then 4327.
Right.
Give me one moment. My computer is loading.
Okay. I tried this once before and I got cut off, so don't cut me off.
Okay, so I can't find an account with that actual name on it. So I would advise you just to contact your bank about those charges and let them go ahead and go with the dispute. That's probably what they are doing because I can't find an account with their actual name on
that
it.
That is crazy. Why would they send me a sample product and then there'd be no record of it?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's a fraudulent charge or I'm not sure. But I can't find an account. I've tried the phone number, the zip code, also your card number. And you said you never received an email from us, so I can't look it up through that way. And one way that you would have got your order number is through your email or through that slip that is on that comes in our packaging.
Okay, I'll have to go and check my receipts and see if it got shoved down in there someplace. I don't remember getting a receipt with it, but that doesn't mean I didn't get one because I'm 78 and sometimes my memory doesn't work too good. So I'll just check it out, and if I find it, I will call you guys back.
All right. If you have any more questions, please be sure to give us that call back. I do want to say thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great one.
You too. You've been very nice. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.